You 2 p.m. on Mondays, then again the following.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, campus and community radio here in Winnipeg.
Where do poems come from?
I don't know where.
Poa trees.
It's time for the children's hour. Kids Public Radio.
Trust you, little mushroom. Oh, to break it down, down, down. When a tree falls in the forest, bring life and you flourish. Break it down, break it down, down, down. Little mushroom, growing on a tree that's fallen, that died in the forest. You turned a grave to a garden.
Thank you, little mushroom.
Hey, little mushroom, even when death is tragic, you're like magic. Reabsorb life and keep balance.
Thank you, little mushroom.
Trust you, little mushroom. Hold to break it down, down, down. When a tree falls in the forest, you bring life and you flourish. Break it down, down, down.
Hey,
little mushroom, you're the biggest organism on the planet. You make medicine and decompose organics. You're not a plant or animal, you do your own thing. Recycle nutrients so we can keep on growing. Who needs Mario when you can be a toadstool? Give me some portobello, you can keep your tofu. The fungal kingdom, you deserve a crown. And I love the way you break it down. And you break it down. You break it down. Break it down.
I love the way you break it down.
I love the way you break it down. You break it down, break it down to the ground. You break it down to the ground.
I love the way you break it down.
I love the way you break it down.
Break it down, 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 down.
Little Mushroom is Pierce Freelon from a Grammy-nominated release, Ancestars, that Pierce and his mom, Nina Freelon, put together. This is Katie Stone. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're at the Outpost Performance Space and on Zoom with a whole lot of great kids and people. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
And who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Joe.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hello, it's Cade.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Jude.
Hi, it's Aaron.
Hi, it's Bob.
Well, thank you all so much for being here out there in listener land and here on the crew of the Children's Hour. You heard the voices of our guests there, Bob Odenkirk, the renowned comedian and actor, and his daughter, Erin Odenkirk. They're our guests for the whole hour. We're going to be sharing poetry and laughs and a whole lot more. Their book, Zillet, is on our Best of 2023 list. And that's what this whole show is about. We're going to play our favorite releases of the year, some of them. There's actually way more than we could fit into this show. And you're going to hear some poetry, comedy, and so much more with our guests, Erin Odenkirk and Bob Odenkirk. We'll also hear a Kids Crew review of Zillet. But first, this is the title track from Casey Bowles' Dare to Be, right here on the Children's Hour, Best of 2023.
Mama said when I was born the mold was broken.
all original recipe, no joking. Genuine, one of a kind. Zigzag a backward dancer outside the lines. A pink flamingo flying in a sky photo pigeons. Individuality with surgical precision. No carbon copy, a hot tamale. Blazing my amazing with the speed of a Ferrari.
I'll be me.
Ain't no need for faking.
I can't be you.
You're already taken.
I'll be me.
I'll be different in a world of same. Don't underestimate me. Dare to be, dare, dare to be, dare to be, me. In a white load of laundry, rock it like a rhinestone, kick it like a donkey. Too legit to ever quit. Square peg, round hole, never gonna fit. But
I'll be me.
No need to audition.
Can't be you.
You won that position.
I'll be me.
The Webster definition of original, uniquely me.
I'll be me.
Ain't no need for faking.
Listening to the Children's Hour, and today on the show, we're pretty delighted to have two newish kids poetry authors. They're not really new at it. They've been doing it their whole lives, but they have a new book out, and it's called Zillet and Other Important Rhymes. Our guests today are Bob Odenkirk. Hi, Bob.
Hi there.
And Aaron Odenkirk. Hi, Aaron.
Hello. So good to be here.
So great to have you. Aaron is the illustrator and I would guess partial author of some of these poems with her dad, Bob Odenkirk. And Bob, folks who are adults in the listening audience, they might know you from your work in the movies and on television, but what they might not know is that you are quite a prolific poet. Who knew?
Yes. Well, I have always written my whole life since I was about 10 years old when I first wrote comedy pieces, most of which were pretend fake commercials. The first one I wrote was called Tasty Paste. It was for toothpaste that you eat.
The Children's Hour, sponsored by Tasty Paste.
Sponsored by Tasty Paste in many new flavors. For Christmas, gingerbread with sprinkles. For your birthday, make sure you get your favorite flavor. 31 flavors of toothpaste that you swallow.
That sounds gross.
It's toothpaste with sugar in it.
That's our kind of toothpaste. Aaron Odenkirk, you have illustrated all of these drawings in this book of poetry, Zillet, and they're just so funny looking. I love your style of illustration. Tell us a little bit about how you draw and where you get your inspiration from.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, growing up, I read a lot of Shel Silverstein and Dr. Seuss. I loved The Giving Tree and The Butter Battle Book and Horton Hears a Who and all the classics. And I also loved The Peanuts and The Mutts, which were Sunday comic series about animals and little kids who kind of act more like adult people than animals or little kids. And I think that a lot of my inspiration came from those sources. I do a lot of line drawing, simple cartoony style characters, and I sort of lean into the wackier side of things.
It really, really fits with the poetry that is in this book. Would you like to read a poem out of this book?
I'll read it. It's called Leave Me Be. Don't feed me meat while I'm eating my fig. Don't step on my feet while I'm dancing a jig. Don't put gum in my ears when I'm listening to music. Don't pick my nose. It's my booger. I'll choose it. See, it rhymes and everything, just like a real poem.
I'm getting shaking heads looking at me.
Well, let me read you another one. This one's called, Aaron, will you read Shoelace?
Sure. This one is called Oh Shoelace, My Shoelace, and it's an ode to a very special friend. It was a dirty old thing, but I never wanted one newer. Did I mention I found it in the street by the sewer? It was long and thin, threadbare, you might say. Its threads were shredded and on full display. Oh, the hours I spent with it, tying knots by the score, and the untying part took up even more. I waved it around. The cat tried to swat it. The lace and I laughed. That old cat never got it. I slept with it and sang to it. I kept it so close. My mother shook her head. That old lace, it's just gross. Perhaps I took it too far when I insisted that she kiss it. Now she's thrown it away. All my life, I will miss it.
Oh, the shoelace. This is Uncle Jumbo from the Grammy-nominated Taste the Sky and our Best of 2023 right here on the Children's Hour.
Let's clear out the clouds. Bring that sunshine out. And anything that you feel inside, don't try to hide. Cause I'll be right there by your side. I know sometimes the world is just too much to hold. Need you to really feel it that you're not alone. Don't give up on yourself.
To the Children's Hour, and with us today on the show is a father-daughter team who wrote a brand new book of poetry called Zillet and Other Important Rhymes. It's on our Best of 2023. If you are looking for a great book of poetry, this one's awesome. Our guests are Bob Odenkirk and Aaron Odenkirk. And you might recognize that name, Odenkirk, because Bob Odenkirk is also an actor. And maybe you've heard of TV show called Better Call Saul. You probably haven't seen it because you're too young.
I was in the movie Incredibles 2. It's an animated film. My character was named Winston Dever. Winston Dever. He was the character who was running the network, and he wanted to get the Incredible Family back on TV. And also, I was in a movie called Little Women. And maybe some of the young people know that I played Father March in Little Women.
Yeah, that was a surprising role for you. I was surprised to see you in Little Women. You're a comedian.
I think that they wanted to surprise people with who the dad might be. To tell the truth, I really feel a connection to the actual Bronson Alcott, the man who that character is based upon, because the girls in Little Women, in the story Little Women, are based on a real family. And the book was written by one of the girls in that family, Louisa May Alcott. And she was writing about her father in Boston in long ago days, and her sisters. And they were very unique people, much like their characters in that movie.
I'm so glad you brought this up, because one of the reasons we are choosing your book for one of the best books of 2023, not only is it a great read and lots of fun, especially to read out loud, and the illustrations are great, but it's also inspirational, because I'd like you to tell us how you came about writing these poems, because I think you could inspire other dads.
Well, every night before bed, we would read books. Every single night, we would read books, and we would read two or three books, or sometimes even as many as five. You know, a lot of children's books are not that long, so you can read a couple of them. But somewhere along the line, after a few years of this, I said, why don't we write some as well? So every night, we would read a couple books, and then we would take a piece of paper and we would write up our own poem. I would write a line, then one of the kids would write a line, then I would write the next line, then we both agree on the next line. And we did just like that, many, many poems. And this booklet is filled with little scraps of paper, with little scribbled poems on them. This one's got four poems on it, because I was too lazy to get another piece of paper. And the poems are rough drafts. They're the first draft of the poem, which means they're not perfect, but we had fun writing them, and then we would put them in this book.
And Bob, you're holding up a book that looks like it's a handwritten notebook of loose leaf paper, but maybe at once upon a time it was a regular notebook, but it's got a lot of paper in there.
And then this book would go right on our bookshelf, right next to Dr. Seuss and all the other famous writers, was our book of things. And so here's a poem from this book, not from Zillit. Now you'll see it's not perfect, but that's okay, because everything has to start, and it's just a rough draft, you call it, a rough draft. Bicycles go so quick, wear a helmet, do a trick. Use your brakes, for goodness sakes. Ring your bell so we know you're well. Wave and smile, watch out for that crack. Fly over the handlebars, land on your back.
Ouch, indeed, ouch. You're listening to the Children's Hour. That's the voice of Bob Odenkirk. Bob and his daughter, Erin, have written, and Erin's the illustrator, a brand new book of poetry, Zillit and Other Important Rhymes. We've got more with Bob and Erin Odenkirk, and we're going to hear more of the best releases of 2023, a few of them that we can fit in on the show. You can follow along on our playlist and learn so much more about us at childrenshour.org.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. Learn more about us at childrenshour.org. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour. Find your play at Electric Playhouse in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's fun for kids and adults who want to play like a kid again. ElectricPlayhouse.com. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Learn more about New Mexico's statewide seasonal events at newmexicoculture.org/traditions.
Six generations, one song that they passed along. Heads held high, they sing it out. You can hear the people shout, Ashe, as they're singing strong.
Sometimes life gives you mountains, sometimes valleys low. Sometimes you'll face the rising sun, sometimes the winds will blow.
Healing words and melodies, where hearts open wide, ancestors' wisdom is guiding me through the journey of life.
Six generations, one song that they pass along. Heads held high, they sing it out. You can hear the people shout, Ashe, as they're singing strong.
Sing with the victory, your head held high. Sing when hope is gone. Don't stop believing, keep passing it down. Keep pushing on, keep on, keep on, keep on.
Six generations, one song that they passed along. It's a habit, sing it out. You can hear the people shout, Ashe, as they're singing strong.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies, harmonies of liberty.
Six generation, that's a long time. My family tree reaches up so high. This is my DNA, yeah, I'm so fly. All praise is due to the Most High. I say so be it. Big facts, I believe it. Hit a plan that we're speaking. Lend a hand and keep leading.
We gon' walk together. We gon' talk together. My generation is forever. Forever and ever and ever. Through my ancestors. Keeping the fight. Passing the light. We gon' keep moving and grooving, alright. Passing the torch from the fire so bright. Keeps us alive. Keeps us alive.
Six generations. One song that they pass along. Heads so high, they sing it out. You can hear the people shout, Ashe, as they're singing strong. Six generations, one song that they passed along. Heads so high, they sing it out. You can hear the people shout, Ashe, as they're singing strong.
That's Joni Leeds from a release called Freedom. It's on our Best of 2023 Kindy releases. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today we're celebrating the best of 2023 in music and books. And the top of our book lists, author and illustrator, are with us today, Bob and Aaron Odenkirk. They're the authors and illustrator of Zillit and Other Important Rhymes.
This question is for both Robert and Aaron. What makes stories so enticing for us? Why are we drawn to them? And why are they important?
That's a great question.
Aaron, do you want to take a run at that?
Yeah, I want you to tell us why they're important. But I want to add a little anecdote, which is that we've been touring with this book and we've been visiting schools. And it's amazing to see what happens to little humans when they get a story read to them. They'll be fidgeting and whispering to their friends and sitting in the audience and dillying and dallying. And then you open up the book and there's a drawing that they can see and you start reading and they sit attentive, quietly listening, eager to hear what's going to happen. And you're so right that it's so natural to us as people to crave a story and to want to hear about it and want to share it and tell it again. And Bob, I wonder if you have an idea of why.
Well, people are very interesting animals, and we're very complex animals. That means there's a lot going on inside us, and stories are a way of sharing excitement and sort of having like a dream that we all sort of listen to and watch at the same time, you know. And additionally, they're a way of sort of expressing our feelings, some of the feelings that we know we have and some that we don't even know how to put a name to. So if we read a story about a lonely kid, it'll remind us of when we've felt lonely. And there's something about doing that, about seeing your feelings, you know, the inside of yourself talked about in a story that helps people feel okay with the world. It's why I think a lot of people read before bed. There's something about connecting to other people in a story that helps us calm down and feel some peace inside.
That's so true. One of your poems really does a funny job, but also so succinct, so short of a way of describing that feeling, that awful feeling you get when you just have to have a new baby in the family and you're the older baby. I sometimes remember this thing that someone said to me, that from a young kid's point of view, it must seem like, in a way, like, didn't you already have a baby? And wasn't that like enough of a baby for you? So anyway, would you mind reading for us the poem, Enough About the Baby?
I can read it. I've got it. This is called Enough About the Baby. The baby did this. The baby did that. The baby did something else. So I was the baby first, you know. I think that's a poem about my older brother, because I have an older brother who is 2 years older than me. And when I was first born, I think he was very happy to have a little friend who he could come bring the binky back to and bring the stuffed animal back to and be part of the parenting. But I think he got a little tired of it at a certain point, because the new baby gets all the attention and all the love.
I wondered if that was about you. Enough about the baby. You're listening to the voice of Erin Odenkirk. She is the illustrator of a brand new book of poetry written by her father, Bob Odenkirk. It's called Zillet and Other Important Rhymes. You're listening to the Children's Hour. This is the best of 2023.
Growing up isn't something you can make happen
when you want it to.
But since we're all growing up together,
I guess I'll grow up with you.
We can take turns
taking the reins,
lean on each other
when we need some extra strength. We'll talk about things that ain't fair. We'll sing about things we don't know. We'll sing to people and show what it means to be young and growing up.
Under the table,
we'll whisper in each other's ears.
We'll share our hopes and dreams
and our other greatest fears. Jumping in the fire, we'll never tire, 'cause we'll always find ways to fly higher. We'll dance like nobody's there.
We'll dance without any cares. We'll talk about problems we share.
We'll talk about things that ain't fair.
We'll sing about things we don't know.
We'll sing to people and show what it means to be young and growing up. As I can.
Well, there are nights I can't sleep.
That's Andrew and Polly from their Grammy-nominated 2023 release. That's really what it's called. You can follow our playlist here on the Children's Hour at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Best of 2023. And speaking of the best of 2023, our guests on the show today are Aaron and Bob Odenkirk. They are the daughter-father combo behind the brand new book of poetry, Zillet and Other Important Rhymes. And Aaron was the illustrator. Bob and the kids wrote these poems over the course of their childhood. The kids have a lot of questions for the two of you. Let's go over to Thorfinn.
What gave you the idea to publish some of your poems in the book?
Oh, well, so you're right. We had written this, and it was full of rough drafts of poems, many, many of them. And it sat on our shelf for 15 years. It just sat there, left alone as the kids grew up and were able to read and write on their own. And then, do you remember what the pandemic was like? Maybe not. But we all had to stay in for our own health reasons. We had to stay inside for a couple of weeks. We all tried to stay distanced from each other and inside and safe. And that was a quiet time, and there wasn't a lot to do. So I said, let's get this off the shelf, the book of rough drafts, and we'll take it and fix the poems up. We'll make them rhyme better. We'll make them make more sense. And then my daughter, Erin, who you met, she'll do drawings, and we'll see if maybe somebody wants to turn it into a real book that is in a bookstore or your library at school or in your local library. And it all worked out. But it was because we were home and we had time to do it that we decided, just as a fun project, to try to fix up the poems. Because the truth is, and you have to know this, when you write a poem or anything that you write, the first thing you write is not going to be perfect. And you have to be okay with that.
Poetry is a teacher about imperfection. That's the voice of Bob Odenkirk. And you're listening to the Children's Hour. We are talking with Bob and Aaron Odenkirk about their wonderful book of poems and illustrations. We've got links and photos at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Best of 2023. We've got a lot more to talk about with the Odenkirks, but it is the Best of show, and we want you to hear some of these great kindy releases that have come out this year. This one is Marcia and the Positrons from Energetic. Right here on the Children's Hour.
I'm turning over a new leaf, clean slate. It's a new year, thinking over the last one. And how did I get here? I'm starting fresh. It's gonna be fine if you put your hand in mine. Apple of my eye, my sweet honey. Your hand in mine, apple of my eye, my sweet honey, honey. I'm starting fresh, it's gonna be fine if you put your hand.
listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the show, it's the best of 2023. And father and daughter duo Bob Odenkirk and Aaron Odenkirk are here to talk about their book, Zealot, and share some of the poems with us. But Bob, before we took this song break here, you were telling us that when you're writing poems, most aren't perfect the very first time we work on them. Here's what you said.
The first thing you write is not going to be perfect, and you have to be okay with that.
That's important to hear again. You're saying when you write the first draft, you really think of that as a draft.
Yes. Well, we actually have a term for it in professional writing. And this might, I hope this doesn't upset you. It's called your vomit draft.
Oh, yeah.
But vomit is the is just everything that you have in your mind for the story or the poem. You just put all the words out.
This is a question for both of you. Did you always want to do poetry and illustrate?
I like poems because they can be as long or short as you want them to be. You don't have to write a lot. You can write a little.
And sometimes it's hard to write just a little. Sometimes you're inclined to write a lot to try to explain yourself and dig deeper in the joke. And it's actually more, it can be stronger if you can keep it short. I have always drawn. I started drawing as soon as I could hold a pencil, I would draw my cats and mostly my cats. I had two cats growing up and I draw them a lot. And sometime around when I was 6 or 7, I started taking art classes. And then I did art in elementary school and in high school and in college. And so it's always been part of my life, drawing. Even if I didn't think I could do it as a job, I would do it on the side. I would carry around a sketchbook. I would doodle in my notes in class. So yeah, I've always loved drawing, but it's so cool to get to do it for real as a job, as an adult.
Max has a question. He put it in the chat. What is your favorite poem?
Can I read the one I like best? It's called Lollygagging.
Yes, that would be great.
And I like many of the poems in the book, but this is one of my favorites. And here it is. There's not enough lollygagging going on around here, and daydreams are in short supply. The whole week is jammed with to-dos and to-don'ts. No one's gazing at clouds in the sky. There's so much nonsense to accomplish. I simply can't do it all alone. I'll think stray thoughts and you mutter drivel. You walk in circles and I'll tunelessly whistle. We'll bandy about the most pointless of piffle and cram this day full of jabber and gibble. We'll aim to aim aimlessly and traipse about spaciously and fart around graciously and fritter tenaciously. Let's not focus nor work on what's necessary or needed. Let's get down to beeswax and get our lollygagging completed.
What is lollygag?
It's just do nothing. Just you got to do that because that's part of life, too. You got to daydream.
Isn't that the truth? You're listening to the Children's Hour. That's the voice of Bob Odenkirk. And you're also hearing his daughter, Erin. And we're doing the best of 2023. We think one of the best things that came out was their book, Zealot. It's a book of poems and rhymes and really a lot of fun. You can see pictures and links and so much more if you go to childrenshour.org. Look for this episode page, Best of 2023. In the background, you're hearing Poddington Bear. There is a lot more coming up. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support provided by the City of Albuquerque and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Bernalillo County is a proud supporter of the Children's Hour. Many thanks to the users at tokenibis.org, who direct funds to the Children's Hour every week.
All of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for the Children's Hour.
Hi,
This is Thorfinn recording for the Children's Hour, doing a book review on Zillet by Bob Odenkirk, illustrated by Aaron Odenkirk, published by Little Brown. This book is a very funny book of rhymes, such as O'Shoelace, which is about a very unusual friend. I think this book is really, really good and really funny. I give it 5 chili peppers, and I'd say it's for all ages. This is Thorfinn Kiter, recording for the Children's Hour on Zillet by Bob Odenkirk, illustrated by Aaron Odenkirk, published by Little Brown.
Give us your attention, the volunteers are here. We would like to mention, we do this every year.
The last ones to leave. For the people in need, they'll help you believe. They're the good guys with hearts on their sleeves. The great volunteers become leaders that lead. When they do it, and they prove it. Never lose it. You get through it. You go on and on till the whole day is gone. And above and beyond it, this is why we wrote you this song.
Yes, the volunteers are here. That's DJ Willie Wow from Hip Hope for Kids. That is a Grammy nominee for 2024. And just to say to all of the volunteers with the Children's Hour, including Thorfinn, whose book review you heard, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is our Best of 2023 show, and who better to spend it with than Aaron and Bob Odenkirk, the authors and illustrator of Zillet, which is a brand new book of poetry and rhymes for kids. You're famed for being a comedian, Bob Odenkirk. You started early at Saturday Night Live and have been all over the place writing jokes and making us all laugh all the time, even though we might not have known you were the one who wrote those jokes who made us laugh. So do you feel like you're always a funny guy?
Oh, no. You have to be serious, too, you know, especially if you're a mom or a dad. You know, your mom and dad are oftentimes very fun, funny people, but they have to be so serious sometimes about trying to be a good parent or get a lot done. They have so much to get done in their day that it can make them very serious when really inside them, they're more lighthearted and fun. And sometimes you get to see that, and that's a good thing. But I'm usually pretty silly, frankly. I think Aaron would agree.
I would agree.
How do you get a start in comedy?
Okay, so when I was about 10 years old, I wrote a fake commercial. So the first thing I did was write a lot of called parody commercials, which are just making, inventing products, being super silly and dumb, and then recording them on tape. And then through college, I did comedy shows with my friends in college, and I did a radio show. And then when I got out of college, then I moved to Chicago, and then there was theater, and there's a place, a great comedy theater. There's a great comedy theater in Albuquerque called The Box, and you could go see comedy there on the weekends, and it's really great. And you could get a start there. You could take a class there. They have classes for kids. In Chicago, the theater was called The Second City, and I took classes there, and then I was on their stage, and then got hired at Saturday Night Live, and you go and go and go up. But it starts with take out a piece of paper and write something silly, anything. Could be a pretend commercial, a pretend TV show, something, a little scene with a teacher and a student, or anything you want. This is a poem that's actually like that first commercial I wrote. And this is written by Nathan. Nathan's my son, and he's Aaron's older brother. He's 2 years older than Aaron. And Aaron loved this as a kid, too. It's called Read the Label. I brushed my teeth just now with the toothpaste called Kapow. It's supposed to remove stains and sugary rot, anything you ate but now have forgot, and to utterly clean any speckles of beef. But it worked too well. It took off my teeth.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. Our guests are Bob and his daughter, Erin Odenkirk. They're the authors of Zillet and other important rhymes. It's our best book of 2023. Such a delight. There's a lot more coming up. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour.
Some rocks, got some paint, laid a mountain line in the street. You took your words and you wrote them down. Painted rocks placed on the ground. Paint the words straight from your head on the rocks, and here's what they said. You are brave, you are a shining star. Smile, you've got this, just be who you are. Kindness rocks, kindness rolls, rolls down the road like a rolling stone. Kindness rocks, kindness rolls straight from your lips right to their souls. The words you speak will last for years as kindness rocks, or so I'm told. Kindness rocks, kindness rolls. As you walk, as you talk, take a rock, hope it brings you luck. Karma kings and the karma queens, good things come back to you it seems. Stepping stones in front of homes, bridging people you never know. You are brave, you are a shining star. Smile, you've got this, just be who you are. Kindness rocks, kindness rolls, rolls down the road like a rolling stone. Kindness rocks, kindness rolls, straight from your lips right to their souls. The words you speak will last for years as kindness rocks, or so I'm told. Kindness rocks, kindness rolls. You are beautiful, just be who you are. Be happy, life is good, you are a shining star. Rocks, got some pain, laid a mountain line in the street. You took your words and you wrote them down. Painted rocks placed on the ground. Paint the words straight from your head on the rocks, and here's what they said. You are brave, you are a shining star. Smile, you've got this, just be who you are. Kindness rocks, kindness rolls, rolls down the road like a rolling stone. Kindness rocks, kindness rolls straight from your lips right to their souls. The words you speak will last for years as kindness rocks, or so I'm told. Kindness rocks, kindness rolls. Kindness rocks, kindness rolls. Kindness rocks, kindness rolls.
are brave, you are shining star. Smile, you've got this, just be who you are.
That was Mr. T and Friends from his new release, Songs from Home. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're talking with Bob and Aaron Odenkirk today, and we're with our kids' crew at the Outpost Performance Space and on Zoom. Bob and Aaron have written and illustrated a new book of poems called Zillet. And we have just a little more time with them before we have to say goodbye. But I have to ask, what is a zillet?
Oh, thank you for asking. That's a great question. Zillet is not a real word, everyone. Relax. You've never heard it before because it's not a real word. Except it is, right? Because we made it up and we wrote it down. My son, Nate, Aaron's older brother, started calling a blanket fort a zillet. Do you know what a blanket fort is? Of course you do. You've built blanket forts. You put a blanket over a chair and another chair, and then you get inside like a tent. Well, one day, Nate came home. He was 6 years old, and he said, hey, let's build a zillet tonight. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, a zillet, you know, with a blanket and pillows and chairs. I said, you mean a blanket fort? And he said, yeah, a zillet. And I thought, well, interesting. I've never heard that word, but I like that word. It starts with a Z. It's short. You can say it quickly. And it seemed to fit. So we in our house from that point on always called a blanket fort a zillet. And what's fun about it is we want you guys, if you read the book and you like it, or even if you don't, we want you to write and come up with words too. You can come up with your own words. And I'll tell you, if you come up with a good one, it'll stick. People will use it. They'll like it. And so we use Zillet. And this book is filled with interesting words, big words, and even some made up words as well.
Thinking of all that, I actually thought of a poem which I'm pretty proud of.
Oh, let me hear it.
It's called Gob.
Good.
Bobby gave me a present. It was a nice, shiny new pen. Johnny took it away from me. I said, hey, give me back my gob.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the that was really good, Thorfinn. This is the Children's Hour. Our guests on the show today are Bob Odenkirk and Aaron Odenkirk. Their brand new book is called Zillet and Other Important Rhymes. This is such a genius way to bring writing and creativity and family fun all together, all at once. And when we see our dads or our moms doing something as cool as writing poetry and seeing that we can do that too, that makes all of us want to read more and write more. So what a great way to start your own family book of poetry and just start writing the silly stuff that you're already experiencing.
Are there any messages or a message that you want to send out to kids that want to do poetry?
Yes, here it is. I'm going to read it to you. There's a couple messages. One, it's okay not to be perfect. It's perfectly great to try and make something, make anything. And then here's one. It's in a form of a poem. It's called Poe Out a Poem. Write down what happened today in a poem, for all days are special if you just get to know them. The book has a couple things in it that are just about making mistakes and carrying on, even though you made a mistake, even though you did something wrong or not perfect, because everybody has to start somewhere. And every day you're going to make a couple little mistakes and you just move on and try again. You just try again. And that's how you get better. Nobody starts out perfect. That's a big message of the book.
Bob Odenkirk and Aaron Odenkirk are the authors and illustrator, Aaron is, of Zillet and Other Important Rhymes. It's in our Best of 2023. We think you will love it. And they have been our guests on the Children's Hour. Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour today.
Thank you, all of you, for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Bye.
that burrow down in the ground. You are meant to have the sunlight shine down on your face. Just look up and you will find it. Bring you warmth and love and grace. You got to spread more love around.
That's Susie Shelton in the background. Spread More Love is the name of that release. We could have played so many different songs for our Best of 2023 show. You can find a lot of great Kindy artists on our podcast. See the whole collection and library at childrenshour.org. We'll catch you next time for another edition of The Children's Hour.
The Children's Hour is produced by The Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
This episode of The Children's Hour was produced by me, Katie Stone, with help from our senior producer, Christina Stella, and we had engineering from Chad Shear. Many thanks to Aaron and Bob Odenkirk for being with us on the show today.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play The Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, and by the Pacifica Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to The Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Here we go.
Good morning, kids. It is time for the Saturday Morning Cereal Bowl. It's our very special Christmas edition of the show. So if you celebrate Christmas, hope you're getting ready for a great day. We got some great tunes on the show today. Brand new music from the Alphabet Rockers, Levity Beat, Watch Reggie Run, Ants, 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 Singing with Red Yarn, Kate McCoochie, My Friend Christopher, Steve Weeks, and Suzanne Jameson, plus other great Christmas tunes.